Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Great broadcast, as always, really. Another fantastic Dr. Sherry Rogers, one of the greatest, at least general medical, I would say, general medical minds in the country. She comes on often, of course, and we love her for it and for so many things. She'll be here. And Frank Davis from OptiVita, krill oil. What do you need to know? What is krill oil? And what do you need to know about? Of course, Uncle Kevin's here. Uncle Kevin, good morning.
It's great to be here, as always, but it's a sad day in America. With this impeachment.
Well, there's the top story, or I don't know this top story. We didn't cover this much yesterday because it just seems I don't even know what to say about it. I don't think there is much news about it. The IG report came out, the Inspector General, and we talked about it. Is this going to be a trade-off and nothing's going to happen? Is this going to be a dud? Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's going to be a big dud. And now Democrats unveil two articles of impeachment against Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Anything jump out at you about that?
No, just that our founders warned us about one party impeaching the president because they didn't like him, and now it's come true.
Nadler, you know, your buddy Nadler.
I had breakfast with him this morning.
Yeah.
He lied to me.
He said Trump had, quote, violated his oath to the American people. These people are so full of transference.
Yeah, exactly. Everything they do.
And projection.
And projection.
You know, he also said that if Trump is allowed to get reelected or allowed to run for office again, that he will do everything possible to have an unfair election.
Well, Trump's a fighter, so he's coming out swinging, I think.
You know, they come out in this sad story. You know, they look like they're at a funeral or something.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my gosh, this is such a sad day.
Yeah, we have to do this for the country.
Oh, my gosh.
The Constitution. I never heard the Democrats bring up the Constitution so much in the last 50 years as they has in this last few weeks.
The president's continuing abuse of power. Continuing abuse of power. it's almost funny. Has left us no choice to do nothing but make ourselves complicit in the president's abuse of his high office, the public trust, and our national security. Okay, I'm going to turn this around. If Trump does not ask the questions of Ukraine about the $1.8 billion, where did it go?
Yeah, where did it go?
Is he not complicit then in their corruption?
So dereliction of duty.
Dereliction of duty?
Giving money to and not checking it out where it's going.
Another fantastic piece of legislation, tongue-in-cheek, the ACA, Affordable Health Care Act.
our buddy from Arizona, one vote away from killing it.
McCain. He's dead now.
I know he's dead.
ACA heads back to the Supreme Court. A group of insurers will make their case to the Supreme Court today for billions of dollars in Affordable Care Act payments, driving the news. The court will hear oral arguments in a long-running dispute over the act's risk corridors program. They got these names. What is this stuff? Insurers say they're owed billions of dollars from that program. The government says it doesn't have to pay.
Don't pay them. That's what I say.
Maybe they did, sir. I don't know. What is this? Risk corridors were designed to even out the ACA's early days. Insurers with a better than expected experience in the exchanges paid in, and that money was then paid out to insurers that had a worse than expected launch. So now the government's saying they're going to withhold that.
Good for them.
You've heard about the year of Jubilee.
I wish it would come tomorrow.
Okay. The Bloomberg, these articles. Okay. When you think of Jubilee, what do you think of the year of Jubilee? What do you think of?
I think of the Old Testament forgiving debt.
Right. You think of ancient Israel. Every 50 years, the land went back to the family.
That's right.
Every 7 years. Alloyal land went back to the family. Every 7 years, they didn't plant crops in there. Certain fields, they'd rotate them.
That's right.
So that the land would stay calm.
Right.
The land wouldn't work. Every 50 years, all the debt was erased. Even a mortgage on a house or whatever, it was all taken back to the family. You couldn't lose it.
You couldn't lose it, yeah.
Okay, so this article is talking about the idea to erase debt, about Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think Bloomberg references?
I don't know, carnival?
A 5,000-year-old plan To erase debts is now a hot topic in America. Explore what's moving the global economy in the new season of Stephanomics podcast. Subscribe today. In ancient Babylon, a newly enthroned king would declare a jubilee, wiping out the population's debts. In modern America, a faint echo of that idea called Jubilee Light is catching on.
I like if they wipe out our debts.
Yeah, I understand, but you in America, you want to reference some Babylonian king. You don't want to reference the Bible?
Yeah. No, I get
That's what bugged me right from the beginning.
Yeah, right from the beginning.
Right from the beginning about this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Democrats. That's why they're called Democrats.
The support for write-offs have been driven by Democratic presidential candidates. Elizabeth Warren said she'd cancel most of the $1.6 trillion U.S. student loans. Bernie says he'd wipe out $81 billion in medical debt. I'm all for this.
Me too.
Especially the student loans. Because that's such a fraud.
No, I wouldn't wipe the student loans out.
Why not?
I'd make them go back to the colleges and go after sue the colleges and make the colleges give their money back to the kids for a useless
okay, so then you're going to bankrupt the colleges.
They got billions.
Well, some of them.
They got billions and billions.
Okay. Oh, we haven't thought this through, but I like where you're going.
Yeah, me too.
I'm interested. Now, the medical debt. Okay, that's fine if you're going to cancel it, but in the future, then who's going to pay for the medical debt? Basically, you're saying it's socialized medicine.
Right.
And so it's not that I'm not for the idea. It just doesn't work. Long term, it just doesn't work.
Correct.
Zillow is the house buying website.
Yeah.
A big damper to home purchases are these student loans that are on people's credit reports.
Exactly.
So just get rid of them?
Yeah, they live down in their parents' basement. They can't afford it.
Over 40 Virginia counties are now Second Amendment sanctuaries.
I love it.
Do you know how many counties there are in Virginia?
Almost 80, right?
95.
Oh, 95.
There are 95 counties in Virginia, and 40 of them have now committed. This is from Breitbart reporting to CNN.
And I heard up, CNN I heard up to 70% might go for...
Sanctuary city. You know, we're talking about SB 64 there in Virginia about, you know, you can't train.
You can't even, you know, train somebody, you know, to
shoot at the shooting range.
Shoot or karate or anything.
Maduro vows to arm millions of militants. Venezuela dictator Nicolas Maduro is using his monopoly on gun ownership in the country to arm millions of civilian militiamen. Well, that can't be good.
No.
So only a certain group of people is going to have guns.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the ones that are going to get fed. So the people who are supportive of Maduro are going to run roughshod
over everybody else.
Parents lose custody of 15-year-old daughter for refusing to allow sex change.
Is that the lady in Finland?
Finland.
Yeah.
The parents of a 15-year-old Finnish girl lost custody of their daughter after refusing to allow her to undergo a sex change. That's what I just said.
Yeah.
According to a report by the paper there.
What school was she going to and being prompted to have a sex change?
Well, I want to read the what they're saying this procedure is for.
What's it for?
Well,
change it.
No. The exact words. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, the comprehensive sex education going on in California, it's going on right now. I got my in-laws here, got aunts, I got all kind of people here.
Everybody.
You know, not everybody, gosh, this would be like locusts. I mean, Tristan's family. there's way too many for everybody here. Remember 4 and 5 year olds are told, well, that's not your gender. Your mother assigned you that gender. You get to choose your gender.
Right.
Okay. So, the exact statement was that this girl needs to have hormone treatments to, quote, correct her gender.
What she want to be.
She wants to be a boy, I guess. Oh, that's true.
There's 26 different genders.
How are they going to know? How are the hormones? Are they going to know? They turn up the hormones to 7, and that's one shade of...
So retarded and so sick.
Retarded? Retarded is the Democratic impeachment process.
Right.
This is sick.
Yeah, I said sick. I gave it a double shot.
Without over-dramatizing, you can say that as the voice, appearance, and personality change, it is as if they had killed our child.
That'd be sad for those parents. God. Can you imagine that?
I didn't read this before. I mean, can you imagine your little girl
going off to school, then coming back?
And then start speaking like a boy. I'd be out of my mind.
Yeah, I'd go nuts. Where do you pick up that stuff?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, speaking of education. before the show. I don't know why this hit me. Do you know how old the Department of Education, because we always talk about the Department of Education, and you got it in your mind like it's been around since the beginning of our country or something. Do you know how old the Department of Education is?
50 years old.
Well, close. 1979. Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy, that bastion of freedom, Jimmy.
Well, I think it's interesting because we have, let's get rid of the Department of Education. We've almost, it's been around since Thomas Jefferson or something. No. You know, you almost have that idea. No, it hasn't. It's been around since Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, why can't we just get rid of it?
Just another liberal, way to pay off their buddies.
Pay off. They're controlling. They're going to have a Finnish, yeah, like this Finnish girl speaking like a boy here soon.
Yeah, it turned into a nightmare.
I confronted some of my in-laws pretty aggressively about this. You know, where are the churches? Where they're all church people.
Yeah.
Where are the churches? Where are the, what is going on here? And they're just, oh yeah, that's bad. That's bad. But no.
Well, what's their opinion on it?
You know, with no will. Oh, of course they think it's crazy, but okay, what are they going to do about it? You know, why don't you get, are you going to get your grandkids? Are you going to try to get your grandkids out of these schools? Are you going to, well, it's not as bad as California. That's the old thing. It's not as bad
as California.
It's coming. Yeah. It's not as bad as California. Well, it's not just California. And plus, you have grandchildren in California. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's crazy.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page celebrates on Twitter after she's cleared in a report.
She's not cleared in no report. Wait till Durham gets a hold of her.
Trump scolds his FBI director, Christopher Wray, after release of DOJ's Russia probe report. Why?
Well, the way he whitewashed that report from...
What was it? The IG report?
The IG report. The way he whitewashed it.
I knew. We talked about this.
Yeah, I know.
This is not going anywhere. Nobody is getting arrested.
It still hurts.
All right, we'll see if McCabe is arrested. If McCabe is arrested, then let's talk.
Yeah, we'll see what Durham has to say. Because he did come out with that strong statement, and Barr said the same thing.
Oh, a strong statement. Oh, a strong statement.
That's unprecedented, though, that somebody comes out and says before the
a strong
report
statement
is done.
Strong statement.
We'll see.
Wow. I hope you don't. I hope, God forbid, you give me a strong statement. Oh, my gosh.
I got a strong statement right there.
He's pointing to his pistol. He's carrying. If you want a new pistol? What's the name of this pistol? Because this thing is awesome.
Kel-Tec.
22 Magnum. What is it?
22 Magnum.
This thing is awesome.
PMR.
For women, 30. Children, even young, you know, teenagers, whatever, they could shoot this gun. This is a great
gun. Fully loaded, it weighs 1.4 pounds. And
it's not too expensive.
You
get a lot of bullets. It
holds 30 rounds. You got 30 rounds in one magazine.
We're a Second Amendment sanctuary show over here.
Exactly. We love guns.
World stock sink as tariff deadline approaches. Global stock markets fell for second day on today. It's caution over December 15th deadline for the next round of U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports. December 15th is going to come. Is anything going to happen? Is this going to blow over?
I don't know. You know, it depends on what she does. He wants our pork and he wants our soybeans because the pork industry has been devastated over there. And so is the soybeans.
I don't eat any pork. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do eat pork, you better darn well not eat it if it comes from China.
Yeah. Well, we're sending the pork to China.
Congress reaches deal on paid parental leave for government employees. If passed and signed into law, it would be the first major benefit expansion since 93. So now people can have 12 weeks of paid leave for childbirth.
All right.
I think it's going to be a trade-off. People are saying it's going to be a trade-off. Trump is asking for something on the other side.
Okay.
To get the Space Force. There's the kind of the thing, okay, mm-hmm. You give me Space Force, then I'll give you this kind of deal. Indiana homeowner shoots through the front door to keep would-be intruders out. Wow.
And they didn't arrest the homeowner?
I don't know. I mean, the article doesn't say. They heard the doorbell ring. They heard what appeared to be pounding on the door, and then they saw the door being kicked in or attempted to be kicked in. Okay, so, and that's when the individual fires weapon into the door or door area. That's what I'd probably do, too. I'd let him kick it down. I would.
Yeah, you got to let him get in the house. And then toast them.
I took a concealed weapons class one time, and a police officer was running it. I'm not advocating this. I'm just saying what he said. He said if you shoot somebody in your house, you better kill them.
Right.
If you shoot them outside your house, drag them into your house.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
No,
that's not what I'm advocating.
I agree. There's been nightmare cases all around the country for the last 50 years of somebody getting shot.
Have you felt a little chill lately? Outside?
Oh.
Not in here.
No, it's good. It's nice.
Outside, nearly 65% of the United States will feel below freezing temperatures this week. 65%.
Wow.
That's somewhat unusual.
Mm-hmm.
All at the same time.
Think the government's
interfering
with the weather?
I don't know. Who knows? French pension strikes expand police gird for new protest.
There's protests all around the world in 25 different countries. And basically it's because most of the money is going to the elites and not down to the...
As a crippling transportation strike entered a sixth straight day, commuters and tourists in Paris, the city of lights, allegedly, used apps, shared bikes, and creativity to find ways to get to work, school, and museum. Many French commuters still express support for the strikes, fearing their own pensions, and will shrink under President Macron's new plan. Well, let me give you a news flash. They will shrink.
They will shrink.
That's
fact.
They will
shrink. More money is going to go to the top and less money is going to go to the bottom.
Mercola is saying reconsider lettuce in the light of recurring contamination. I don't know if we're getting these from Mexico or China or what, but lettuce is continually being polluted. Optimal levels of selenium help prevent osteoporosis. At the Power Mall, selenium.
The best in the world.
I should say it all over. It's already went to court. They've already decided this.
Yeah.
The right type of selenium that we sell at the Power Mall reduces your risk of cancer death by 50% or almost 50%.
Yeah, it's already been litigated.
Already been litigated because they wanted to. You can't claim that.
Yeah, you can't claim that. They found out it was right.
Yeah, it's true.
Their claims were right.
Now it's saying it's preventing, Mercola is saying it's preventing osteoporosis. Selenium is a very, very important. Maybe I'll ask Dr. Sherry Rogers about that.
Write that down.
Selenium.
I take mine every day. Good stuff.
Maybe I'll ask her about this ACA going to a Supreme Court. I've never asked her opinion about Obamacare. Russia faces 4-year ban from Olympics. World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA. Okay, whatever. Michael Bloomberg flies into UN climate meeting in Spain to lecture on sustainability. Well, you know what that word means. You've heard Deborah Tavares. You hear the word sustainability.
You hear that word in your school or church, you run.
Civil society.
You run.
The civil society, sustainability, diversity, all those words.
Yeah, terrible.
George Papadopoulos, we've interviewed him a couple times.
Yeah, he's a good
he's
guy.
He's great, yeah. Obama FBI wiretapped me because they were probably spying on the Israelis. Thousands died in the UK over the last 3 years while doing what? Waiting for what?
A doctor, I would die with
Bingo,
<guess. laughs>
bingo.
And Canada.
Ding, ding, ding. A bear, this is in Washington. A bear, I was already gave it away. I was going to ask a question. Let me ask it. This bear steals 36 beers.
Okay, it's drunk.
Gets
has good
three
time.
12 packs.
Yeah.
Drinks 36 beers.
Uh-huh.
And they find the bear passed out.
Okay. Excellent.
He drank 36 beers.
You like the flavor.
I guess. Better
like
than
Billy
berries.
Bush.
Okay, we got about three or four minutes, and this probably is not long enough to go over this story, but this is fascinating, fascinating story. Kirk Dunstan. I never even heard of Kirk Dunstan.
Maybe we can get him on.
But the name of the article is Why Sexual Morality May Be Far More Important Than You Ever Thought. Okay, and they going into the research. This is done in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
The research of J.D. Unwin is a scientist, social scientist, did extensive. When I say extensive, I mean his book is 600 pages, and even he admits I need 7 volumes to really have the whole study out.
Yeah.
Extensive research of societies. And what he studied was a society's culture and how that was affected by the sexual norms, what's sexually accepted. And his conclusion were overwhelming that societies that promote premarital celibacy,
mm-hmm.
and then after marriage, loyalty, to the marriage. are, their cultures are extremely more rich and diverse and better than cultures that don't. Extremely. It's like, it's not even close.
I believe that 100%. Look at Rome and Greece, what they turned into.
Well, it went even further that if you ever come to a point in the culture where basically free love, free sex, mm-hmm. free whatever.
That's what they pushed on us during the 60s, free love.
Right, they tried. See, America, they tried to bring it. They did not.
Completely.
You know, America didn't, you know, it's like, you know, you've heard the story about the, supposedly there's a rumor some of these Bilderberg type meetings, it wasn't Bilderberg, but they were at this meeting and basically talking about America, and the guy slams his fist on the thing and says, you know, we've tried everything. We've thrown everything at America. We can't, these damn Christians.
That's
we can't break these Christians.
Yeah.
You know, and they understand this. Why do I bring this up? A lot. One, it's a fascinating, fascinating article on thepowerhour.com under the news section. Fascinating. It gets deep at times. I mean, you can go to his research. Fascinating. Why do you think if the world's run by satanic pedophiles, which evidence surely points that the power, I wouldn't say the world, God runs the world, but you know what I mean? The political power levels of the planet are definitely run by satanic pedophiles. Mm-hmm. And if they want to destroy, if Lucifer wants to destroy, bring down society, wants to break it down so he can create his order out of it, what is the only sure way to destroy the world?
Society. Get rid of the Christians.
No, to make them immoral. Make them sexual deviants. Turn them into animals. Oh. Turn them into rabbits. The animals were, you know, whatever. Now think about school when you're teaching a 4-year-old about,
disgusting.
You know, again, this is a, you know, if you've got children and stuff, but you know what I mean. They're teaching 4-year-olds about anal lube. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Condom relay races. What do you think they're doing?
Should be arrested.
They're destroying your culture.
That's right.
This is destroying us. Everybody who's listening out there, be true to each other, be true to yourself, be true to God.
Simple.
Stay tuned. Frank Davis on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics?
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
One of our relatively new friends, Frank Davis, is here. Always love to have him and meet him, at least the limited amount of contacts that we've had. Enjoyable, very knowledgeable in his different products. I love the silver lozenges. Absolutely love. Of course, his colloidal silver product is fantastic. Love, love, love the silver lozenges. Today we're going to talk about something different. It's over at the Power Mall. Also remind everybody, thank you for your support, for your purchases, for your donations, for your prayers, what have you. This is your broadcast. Independent media exists because of you. We don't get a check, certainly, from CNN or Microsoft or Big Pharma. You know, Merck is not going to write us a advertising check because we promote the MMR vaccine or whatever. We're here because of you and because of your purchases. We've got some great sales. Buy one, get one 50% off, Grown by Nature, of the potassium, a flash sale. We have some December deals. When you go to checkout, if you spend $50, use the code DEC5 and you'll get $5 off. Or if you spend $100, use the code DEC10, 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 like December 10. So use those at checkout online. Check those out there at thepowermall.com. Of course, the Chagamax is back. Also, Loterio Flora Probiotic and the Livitrex. If you feeling down or what have you, and if you haven't done this in a while, a liver cleanse is a great way to regenerate yourself and just give you a little step and a little pep, and you need it. We're inundated with chemicals. You need a liver cleanse. Check it out. Vitamir, of course, the oral health bundle there with the mouthwash and the toothpaste, which I love. It's the best. Robert Tectalian is fantastic. Also, the hair care bundle. So you want some shampoo that doesn't have sodium lauryl sulfate in it or conditioner? Check that out, the Vitamir hair care bundle. Also, new customers. If you haven't ordered in a while, you get a discount first 10 at checkout, or you can call Jay, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Getting to our guest today, Frank, it's great to have you back on. Why don't you just give us, just briefly, tell us a little bit about yourself again for our new listeners. I think we've only had you on one other time. And then let's get into this krill oil.
Okay. Well, it's great to be here again. Thank you. Basically, I'm, you know, a 73-year-old, very healthy, wannabe athlete. I participate in the World Senior Games every year and do everything from biking, racquetball, basketball, you name it. So health and nutrition has been very much part of my life in the last 30 years, because the first half of my life, I struggled with every disease known to man, I swear, you know, every childhood disease. I had mononucleosis twice, hepatitis twice, pneumonia twice, chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, I'm healthier today at 73 than I was in my 40s, and I attribute that to doing a very deep dive on what the body needs, and then making that the focus of my business. So, you know, everything that I produce, I take. And the reason I produce it is because, I've done the research on it, and I believe in the best of the best and the purest of the pure and the efficacy and no smoke and mirrors. And so that's really what I'm all about. And,
why we love you. We buy from the good guys. That's why we have you on. Let's talk about krill oil specifically. What is krill oil?
Krill is the largest biomass in the world. It's a little shrimp-like marine animal that is in the Antarctic, the deep ocean of the Antarctic. It's what whales eat for their food. I think most people are very familiar with fish oil that they're taking for their omega-3s. Krill oil is just a much, much better source of those omega-3s. The reason being that, forget the fact that potentially in fish you have some contaminants. This is the cleanest form coming from these deep waters in the Antarctic. A very clean, sustainable. But the main reason is the omega-3s, and the particular, the DHA and EPA, which are so critical in neurological development, in eye development, eye health. They are bound to phospholipids, which are fats that really comprise the cell membrane. So they are the carrier that gets that DHA, EPA into your brain, into your system. So you're absorbing basically 100%, whereas the omega-3 fatty acids in fish, whether it be salmon or other fish, are bound to triglycerides, which compete with your own body triglycerides. So it's a very inefficient way to take the DHA. A DHA and EPA are two of those omega-3s that are critical, but your body just doesn't produce them very efficiently. You know, we get the omega-3s that we eat in our diet come from plants, but it is what's called ALA, and then our body tries to convert that ALA to the DHA and EPA and doesn't do a very efficient job. So that's why I'm such a fan of the form of getting your essential omega-3 fatty acids from krill oil.
Let me ask you, from what you said, let me go back and ask a couple questions. You said clean because it's a clean source because of where, do you say Antarctic or North Atlantic?
Yes. Antarctic in the Antarctic. Really deep ocean. Okay. Yeah, very clean, unpolluted part of our planet.
Well, that's one of the few, isn't it? I mean, how polluted is it? We were talking, my friend Marcia sent me something about Alaska fisheries. Did you hear that rumor? I mean, I haven't confirmed this, but supposedly some of these Alaska processing places are closing because they don't have enough fish to process or something. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I do know that there's some, because I have a relative that has a fishing lodge, and they're way down on salmon runs coming through, so I don't know. I'm assuming that that's indicative of what's going on up there where they do these processing plants.
Did they comment that that had something to do with Fukushima or what?
No, that I don't know. I really don't.
We need to check up on that. let's make sure we follow up with that, Catherine. If we, let's find out what's going on there. That's serious. That's scary. Okay. So pollution in general, what is the major cause of pollution throughout most of these oceans why the Antarctic is cleaner? What is it in the rest of the oceans that we're to be scared about?
Primarily what, the populations and the human impact on those with dumping waste and all sorts of stuff into our water systems. And so the more remote you are from populations that will pollute your waterways, the cleaner it is. And Antarctica is virtually untouched.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Out of all the things I've heard about oils, that makes one of the best sense of anything I've heard, is that, hey, it comes from a clean source. The ocean's clean. That just makes perfect sense. Right. When I was growing up, I can remember even on TV, I think it was TV. I mean, I was young, but I heard it somewhere that pregnant mothers, they shouldn't eat a lot of tuna fish or they shouldn't eat a lot of fish because of the mercury in them. And now we're seeing that doctors are pushing vaccines with dimerosal on pregnant mothers. I mean, it makes no sense to me.
Oh, believe me, I totally agree. But speaking of pregnant mothers, every pregnant mother should be taking krill. And the main reason is because the DHA and the EPA are what the baby needs for their neurological development and their eye development, their vision development. And what happens is while it's in the womb, it's for all intents and purposes is draining all the resources the mother has of those omega-3s. And so they attribute very much the postpartum blues to the fact that the mother is deficient in those those essential omega-3 fatty acids. So I tell anybody that is pregnant, you know, it's critical for the development of the baby, for their neurological, and there is clinical tests showing even the increase in intelligence in babies that have high presence of those omega-3s. So, you know, doing your baby a favor and doing yourself a favor, you should be taking those omega-3s, and I say definitely in the form of the krill oil, to one, make sure your baby gets everything it needs, and two, to make sure that you have stores to supply and to carry you through after the baby is born. It's just very important.
To back up what you're saying, I thought I was very curious at the time, but that starts to make sense. I've never heard it explained that way either about the EPA. My wife's, our second child, she had a group of friends where we lived. You know, women would get together, and it seemed like they're all pregnant at the same time, the whole neighborhood, or at least, you know, relatively close. And she went to lunch. She came back from lunch there must have been five or six women at this lunch. And she came back to lunch, and she couldn't believe it. She said, every one of them is on antidepressants except me. Every one of them. And I was like, wow, every one of these mothers was put on antidepressants right after their baby. It's almost becoming an epidemic there. But you're saying it's probably linked to the lack of these omega-3s.
Yes, and there's some pretty conclusive studies to show that is a fact. They have tested mothers post birth and very deficient in their omega-3 fatty acids, and they tie that, you know, again, it's in the brain health and in the mood health, and you know, the bottom line is that if they didn't have a lot to start with, the baby took everything else they had to support its development, especially in the brain and vision. That's where the DHA in particular is critical for that.
My wife took, I don't know if you heard this about the placenta pills. The midwife takes the placenta and then they freeze dry it and then they have pills. My wife took those placenta pills and she was starting to get, you know, that depression, and I couldn't believe her taking those placenta pills, what a difference it made in her mood and overall mental health. It was amazing. Is that kind of the same thing, or why does that work?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I would not doubt it that that there is the omega-3s in that placenta.
Placenta. Well, I know in the wild, you know, a wild whatever, aardvark or wolf or whatever, the mother eats her placenta after birth. And they just naturally do. And I think it's, you know, it helps even out their hormones and all. I don't know. I thought that's fascinating. What about nursing mothers? Does that help for nursing mothers also?
Oh, absolutely. I think that having an abundant, of your omega-3s, primarily the DHA and EPA. And the beauty about the krill oil, it also has choline in it and these phospholipids, which are the building blocks for your cell membranes. So they just are so important and critical in good neurological health and the research on krill and on these omega-3 fatty acids has to do with heart health, has to do with it's a phenomenal anti-inflammatory, bone health, eye health, brain health, liver health. So, you know, when you're deficient in those omega-3s, you're definitely going to have some challenges.
It's almost like we get the wrong oils, and so that chokes out the good oils, or we can't produce them or what have you. So we're getting the good oils. That's helping our cell membrane. Speak a little bit about the bad oils. You know, are there things that we're cooking with that are kind of blocking that process? Are there other things we should cook with?
The ratio that we should be getting is probably 2-to-1 omega-6, omega-9s to omega-3s. In our modern diet today, we are getting 20 times that. I mean, it's 10 to 20 times the omega-6s, omega-9s, primarily omega-6s, which are in the oils that we are taking in our diet. It's a very unhealthy balance.
Why is that balance, that ratio, so important?
That one I can't really address. I'm not the total expert on it, but I've read enough and know enough that it needs to be, we need to significantly increase the omega-3 intake to get that balance closer to a 2-to-3-to-1 versus a 10-to-20-to-1.
What are some of the bad people cook with all kind of oils? What are the worst oils to cook with? What are the best oils to cook with?
Well, the worst oils would probably be all your hydrogenated fats. Obviously, you know, when I grew up, my mother was using lard, which I can't think of anything worse than that now. And she'd make her pie crust with lard and stuff. And then, you know, probably the best oils. I mean, I personally think that coconut oil is one of the best ones you can use. Sunflower oil, olive oil, you know, pure virgin olive oil. But some of the ones that I don't like personally, and it's promoted as healthy, is canola oil. And any of your palm oils or any of the...
Why is it promoted as healthy, that canola oil?
I struggle to find it because it's actually rapeseed, and it comes, the reason it's called canola oil is it's from Canada. It had nothing to do, but the rapeseed, just has some, you know, properties that are not healthy. And I haven't done a real deep dive on the subject. I just do enough to kind of steer myself on what I take and don't take.
Yeah, I got you. Let's get to what is there anything else you want to end on, Krill, before we get? I want to talk about these lozenges and your silver that we carry over at the Power Mall. Last word on Krill.
Well, I guess the last word is it is by far the best source of providing your body, I believe, omega-3. I'm primarily a vegan, a vegetarian, but this is a marine source, and I have no reservation whatsoever of taking it because it is such an efficient way to get those essential omega-3 fatty acids into your body, and they are so critical in terms of, as I said, brain health, cardiovascular health, vision health, things that you know, those omega-3s, you just have to take them in because your body can't convert efficiently at all the omega-3s that it gets from your plants, you know, the ALA.
Let me ask you about krill. There's a lot of different krill oils, and I know you're obsessed with quality and source and all those things. So just because you see krill oil doesn't mean it's the same as what we're offering here at the Power Mall.
That's correct. And I use a form that is basically one of the cleanest omega-3s. You know, there's no odor or aftertaste. It's harvested in a sustainable way. It's made here in the U.S. There's a patented and exclusive technology to extract that, produced in a GMP certified facility. It has a high concentration of the EPA and DHA, and as I said, and the phospholipids. But one of the ingredients that is in krill is the astaxanthin. So main diet is from algae, and that's where the omega-3s come from. But as well as the astaxanthin that gives it that red color, and it is one of the best anti-inflammatories, antioxidants known to man, and that's what preserves those omega-3 fatty acids. So they in that oil, so it doesn't go rancid; it stays pristine, just because it is part of that makeup is the astaxanthin in there.
What are people going to expect if they start taking, you know, somebody's maybe 60 years old, what have you, maybe 40, I don't know, maybe 80, I don't know. When people take this super krill oil, what do they normally start to feel?
You know, as I said, it's not necessarily a feel, I don't believe. I started wearing reading glasses when I was in my 40s. I was just telling my wife on Sunday, my vision is better today than it was in the 40s. I rarely have to use reading glasses at all now, and I'm 73. And that eye health, I attribute a lot to those omega-3s. That's what they do. That's what the DHA is. So it keeps your health, your eye health, your vision, very good. I think from mental acuity and focus, you notice you get less decline in your memory and stuff because of it supports good brain health. The other thing that I definitely notice, I participate a lot in sports, and I do take the omega-3s, the krill oil, for anti-inflammatory. That helps keep my joints and my muscles from the soreness I normally would get when I overdo it.
I'm excited. I've never taken your krill oil, so I'm super excited you sent me a bottle. Thank you so much. I'm going to start taking it, and I'll report back next time you're on. We have a couple minutes. We also sell your colloidal silver and your silver lozenges, which are just fantastic. Maybe just a couple minutes on why those are key and what people can benefit from those.
Well, especially as we are now in the, quote, cold and flu season, the lozenges, see, and I think I shared with you last time, and I sent it to your people, the studies that were done at a major university showing that this form of silver killed 143 pathogens, basically every pathogen that was it was introduced to, from strep to MRSA, to, you name it, it killed it. Whereas, by comparison, the antibiotics were very selective in what they could kill. Whereas wow. the silver was
you know, that,
indiscriminate.
Let me pause you. Let me stop you right there. Because what you just said, we hear this a lot about colloidal silver. It almost goes over my head, or I don't process what you just said. The colloidal silver that we offer from you, the silver lozenges, colloidal silver, it kills all these pathogens, even MRSA. It's been proven to do so. That's major. I mean, it's huge. I think we take that for granted. There's the music, Frank. It's been a pleasure talking to you. We're going to have you on again soon. God bless you, and you stay healthy.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here.
Absolutely, Frank. Thank you. Mean that. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel.
Dr. Rogers on the other side.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.